passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. A highly manicured landscape may attract the praise of neighbors, but it won't attract much native wildlife. To do that, you need a wildscape.
Essentially, wildscaping is creating your landscape in a way that's going to be friendly to wildlife.
Mark Klim is with Wildlife Diversity at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
So we're looking at providing food, shelter, and water for the wildlife on the space that you have available using native plants. We ask for at least 51% native plants and creating a habitat that they feel comfortable with while at the same time keeping it comfortable for yourself and your neighbors.
For example, creating a wildlife-attracting brush pile in your yard may seem a bit unruly for your tidy suburban neighborhood, but if done right, it can satisfy both man and beast.
Well, a brush pile is a wonderful thing for the wildlife to have, and if it's properly done, it can be a very pleasing thing for us, especially when you start getting some of the field sparrows that we don't normally see around our gardens coming into our garden because of that brush pile. These are a wonderful resource. I've seen them in downtown Corpus Christi in a way that the neighbors wouldn't even know they were there unless they looked for them.
Find more information about wildscaping on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and at Expo this weekend in the Design with Nature area. We'll have more wildscaping tips next week. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.